Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Forward to our next guest. We're going to talk USU Eastern baseball as we get down to it now in the month of April. Not a ton of time left in conference play. Final games should be around May, barring any more Mother Nature issues, but USU Eastern has positioned themselves to finish inside the top four of the conference. Had a stellar performance against CSI over the weekend. We'll talk about that and more right now with our next guest, Coach Kirk Haney of the USU Eagle baseball squad. Coach, always great to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's good to be here. Just excited to maybe have some good weather in these last few weeks of conference, we're hoping.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that before we hopped on air. The idea that this has been really just a strange time to be a baseball manager. I'm sure it's been difficult to kind of navigate through, make sure you guys have the proper non-conference games, make sure you have the proper conference games. Schedule's kind of been up in the air. It's got to be difficult from a playing and even a coaching standpoint.
Yeah, it was a tough year. I mean, we went a little strand there from that early February to April or to March. That we were about a month off of a field completely through cancellations. A lot of mindset stuff, getting these players in the right mindset. Losing a team in our conference as well. We've lost 12 games in a season, whether it be through cancellation or weather. That's a big chunk of almost a quarter of your season being canceled due to those things. So, I mean, the mindset this year has been pretty tough, and our kids have played. We went with the motto, hey, we'll play anyone, anywhere, at any time, and we just got to be ready to go.
I think what may add to the complications there, Coach, for those who are unaware, you guys have a very young team.
Yeah, very young. I mean, our position guys especially, right now in our lineup, a majority of the time we're 7 of 9 freshmen taking the field each weekend. Our pitching staff's kind of been like a little bit of our anchor of having some growth and some maturity there. But yeah, navigating a really young team this year.
With all that being said, Coach, we look at the conference record sitting at 7-13. I know this is it's a challenging conference. I mean, Southern Nevada, typically, they're outstanding. They are again this year, sitting at 32-8 overall. Salt Lake, 14-6 in conference play. It's very—I don't want to say it's a top-heavy conference, but once again, I mean, you guys are going up against pretty elite competition day in and day out when you're actually on the field.
Oh yeah. You don't get any breaks in this conference. We've seen that. I mean, it's been a fun year, even for us. I mean, play a Southern Nevada at the time, they're in the top 10 rankings. We actually knocked them off of their winning streak at home a couple weeks ago. Salt Lake's always putting out a good product. But, yeah, you don't get any breaks to just come home and, hey, this is going to be an easy weekend from the top to bottom. You got to play every inning, every out, and if you don't, you're going to get beat.
Again, talking about the complications, if we look at conference play, Coach, you guys had to play an abnormal amount of baseball in really a 5-day stretch with CSI just recently, and these were crucial games when we look at the makeup of conference. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, right, you guys had to play Friday, Saturday, doubleheaders both days, then you return Monday, Tuesday, doubleheaders. I mean, that's a lot of baseball in a 5-day stretch.
Oh, yeah, it was tough. I mean, we just talked to our guys about some of the stuff that was going to be facing us. And, I mean, with the weather complications, I mean, our biggest goal is to get our guys on a field, get the college experience, and it's their season. So we go to those guys and say, hey, we're gonna challenge you a little bit, play this game. We have a lot of good depth. And so we just said, hey, we're going to go get after it and play our best for 8 games. But, yeah, I mean, tough on coach mentally. I mean, tough on players physically and mentally. But, yeah, we played CSI very well. I was happy with our guys going up to their place in those last games. I mean, it was a tough games on both sides. We lost 3 games by a total of 3 runs. So it's tough to be on that side of things. But to show the fight from our guys of, hey, playing some games, taking a 5.5-hour bus ride, and then showing up and playing like that, I was really pleased with our effort of our players.
Yeah, kind of worked home field advantage here. I mean, you guys lose the first game to CSI at home. You fire back with three straight wins. You go to Twin Falls on Monday. You win the first game, Coach. Then you lose the next three all by one run. So you split 4-4, again, 8 games in 5 days. But when you look at it on paper, the idea that you guys very easily could have won 7 of those games. They were right there within your grasp. Moral victories at this stage, I'm sure those don't exist, but you guys are close.
Yeah, that's what we tell our guys. We say, hey, I mean, we're one hit away, we're one play away. You just got to lock in for that whole entire game and that whole entire conference schedule. Like, I mean, right now, the nice thing, we even talked a little bit, those home field, hey, in a lot of those series with CSI, it's, hey, who hits last? Whoever's going to hit last is going to figure out how to get it done, and that's kind of the case of what happened in our series. But, yeah, our kids are still learning. It's with that young class, it's, hey, we got to make it into that playoff. If we make it into that playoff, the four teams where it's looking like it's a good chance, then, hey, we can compete with anyone. We beat everyone. We just got to be playing our best baseball come that tournament.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kirk Hady, again, of the USU Eastern Eagle baseball team. Coach, when you talk about that, very crucial set coming up with Colorado next Friday and Saturday. You guys get this 4-game set at home, and really, I mean, if you break it down, if you guys take care of business, you win at least 3 of 4, you put yourself in fine shape to get into that conference tournament. I mean, it's a crucial set.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, early season we played Colorado. They're always an extremely tough team. They just piece it together. They play small ball. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Early season, yes, with the split with them, it makes this series a little bit heavier. But, yeah, as long as we can go play up to our caliber, then I think we'll be okay. But, yeah, it's a big series. If we can go get 3 wins in this next series at least, get the series win, then it kind of keeps us in that divide up above them by quite a bit and could lock us into that 4 spot.
Coach, with all that being said, where have you guys grown between that first set with Colorado to where you are today? I mean, there's a lot of ball in between that. Where have you seen the most growth?
I think just getting guys on a field. I mean, it's tough. I mean, we have the facilities around here. That's been pretty nice for the county to let us use some of their stuff. Even some of the high schools locally letting us use some facilities. But just getting on a field and playing. Like, our kids needed at-bats. They needed some high-level competition. So when we played Colorado that first time, it was coming off that 5-week span where we weren't on a field. We weren't able to play anyone. We weren't able to practice at our place either. They were able to. They were about 10 games ahead of us at that time in their season. And so I think just the maturity of our guys, hey, we're back into the regular thing. Back into the regular swing of things, and we are on our field consistently. We get practices. That's been a lot of growth, and just seeing our kids kind of buy into the process. Like this year for us, I mean, we had not only a whole new team on the field that you get in junior college baseball, but also a new coaching staff. So having those players lock into what we're teaching you is going to get you to the most success at this level, where high school, hey, you were probably one of the better, but now you got to play the game, you got to play small ball, and you got to do team jobs for our team to be able to win.
Coach, if we talk about some of the standout players so far this season, I know just going back over the stats against CSI, you had multiple players that really brought it at the plate. Who have you been impressed with, and who has really found their rhythm as we get to this stage in the season?
A handful of guys. I mean, on the pitcher's side of things, we have a few of our sophomore guys that are pretty legit. They come out, and we know as soon as they get on a mound that we're going to be in any game that they're throwing. Kai Decker is one of them. He's been a strong arm for us. He's a below 2 ERA in this season. He's pitched against anywhere from the number one team in the nation to Central, and some of these guys, he's thrown extremely well. Tyler Fitch is another one of our sophomore right-handed pitchers. He's been a consistent powerhouse. And then, I mean, all of our starters give us that little bit of a chance. And then our relievers this year has been a very strong point. For us to go to our bullpen and not lose a stride with B-Lo, not lose a stride with strike throwers. It's been a key to keeping us in those games and knowing that, hey, if our starter gets a little tired, we can go get after it. And so we have a few of those guys that are some younger, Micah Del Rio, Waylon Crane, some of those guys that are consistent basis guys that come in and pound the zone for us.
Seems like this is one of the deeper rosters that you guys have as far as bullpen arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this year it's pretty fun. I mean, we've had the opportunity to start a few guys in different spots, especially with these heavy set games. I mean, this last weekend we were able to start 7 different starters in those 8 games. And so to have that type of pitching is, it's something new to us a little bit. We've been doing well over these last years building it, and now I think it's a staple of this program that's here to stay is, hey, we got the pitching that can go from top to bottom and pitch at this level consistently.
Well, we can end with this, Coach. So much baseball back half of the weekend, early this week. You guys get this weekend off. So how do you address that with the kids, making sure that these guys are set, ready to go for Colorado? What's the schedule look like?
A lot of it's just, hey, recover. Like, hey, we got to get our bodies right and our minds right. Losing those close games, I mean, it's tough on a mental side of things in those one-run games. And so we've taken yesterday off, told them, hey, get back right in the classroom, make sure we're focusing on our grades. The rest of the week, we'll just get after it. We'll get back to full intensity today, tomorrow, and then watch the games, watch the teams that we play. That's been a big focus of us this year is, hey, break down the other team, see what they're doing, and then talking. We communicate with our players a lot that, hey, these are big games, these are big moments, and the best teams and the best players step up in those big moments. So with the Colorado coming to our place, getting to play on our home field in front of our crowd, then we just got to take care of business and play our game.
Coach, it is great to talk with you. Great to get you on and mention some of these kids who have done some tremendous work. Big home set with Colorado next week. Best of luck, and can't wait to catch up again soon.
I appreciate it.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We are live from the Sutherland Studios, and it's here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We'll flip to the national side of things right after this.